If you have your Bibles tonight, turn to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. And let's stand to our feet tonight. And I want to preach on a thought tonight concerning Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns tonight. I kind of like that song where it talks about God reigns. God reigns. I wish I could sing that tonight. I'd sing it to you. Don't have no guitar to play, though, so we can't do that. And so I did pray when Brother George texted me and said he wasn't going to be able to come to church because he's sick. I did pray, God, give me a voice. And I'm yet to get that prayer answered. But here in chapter 19 and verse 14, maybe soon I'll be preaching on this parable, but I want to preach on this verse and this thought. In verse 14 and verse 27, and here's the verse 14 says, "And his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us." Verse 27, "But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me." Now let's read verse 11, kind of get the story that Jesus is speaking so we put it together. "And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return." The context of the story is, the parable is Jesus speaking of himself. He said that he's going to go back and receive a kingdom and then return. And that's what he's doing. He's receiving a kingdom, and one day he's going to return. In the midst of that, his citizens, verse 14, hated him, hated Jesus, and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. Let's pray. Father, I come to the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, tonight for the salvation. I thank you tonight, Lord, that when we in our will decide that Jesus will reign over us, Lord, we experience salvation. Lord, that's the only time tonight can we say we're saved, is whenever Jesus reigns over us. And tonight we pray, Lord, that we would understand it more clearly. Father, we'd have it better within our hearts and know, Father, that it's not a prayer, it's not a thought, it's not an intellect, it's not something in order that we can have or do. Father, it's just yielding our reign to Him and that He would reign over us. We love you and appreciate you now. We thank you for all you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. Basically, tonight, in verse 14, the world gave a message. This is the world's message to Jesus. This is the world's message to Him that is getting a kingdom, waiting for a kingdom, and who's going to come back someday. Well, there's only one tonight that is in that context. His name is Jesus. No one else in all the Bible who said that He's going to die and resurrect and ascend unto the Father and is going to receive a kingdom, and that He'll return. The only one who said that was Christ. Tonight, it's Him. And the message of the world, the message of these people of that day, and the message of the day in which we live today, the world's message is this: we will not have this man reign over us. That's the world's message to the church. That's the world's message to Christ. That's the world's message tonight to you and I that are Christians. We'll not have this man rule over us. And so we're going to have to identify some few things here so we can understand tonight who is this man. Well, this man is Christ, of course. It tells us that in verse 12 that he's a certain nobleman. It talks about his citizens. So it's something that the his citizens, meaning is something that is involved with him. I want to say, number one, the one that they're telling that they don't want Him to reign over them is the very Creator Himself. His citizens. See, all of us tonight, if you're a citizen, you're a citizen of the United States of America. Amen? That means that your citizenship is of America. That's who you belong to. That's who you are. That's what you are connected to. There's a relationship there. There's a connection there. I'm a citizen of the United States of America, and so I'm a citizen. Amen. I'm a citizen of heaven. Amen. When I received Christ as my Savior and as my Lord, I became a citizen of heaven. That's where I'm bound to go. That's where I'm headed. That's where I end up someday because I'm a citizen there. And all that are citizens, according to the scripture here, the citizens said to this man being Jesus, but this man not only being Jesus, but this man is the Creator. We find that the Creator, according to what they're saying here tonight, they said to him, we will not have this Lord, to reign over us. The word reign means the king. To king over us. To have kingly authority over us. And so in the context of the scripture, we're talking about a kingdom. We're talking about a king. There's only one king in all the world tonight. His name is God. Amen. Jesus. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. There's no other king beside him tonight. And they say, we're not going to let him have kingship over us. He will not reign over us, will not let that. And what they're saying is that this man is the very Creator because they're citizens of his creation. Now the Bible tells us that in Colossians chapter 1, in verse 16. Don't turn there, but I'll read it to you. It says, "For by him were all things created, that were in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist." And the people of the world is sending a message to the Creator of the world that he will not reign over us. Now, what's so contrary to that, turn to John chapter 6. In John chapter 6, they didn't have the same sort of idea concerning about not having him reign over us. And it's very, very humorous to me here tonight to see in the scripture in John chapter 6 and there in verse 13, as we read the scripture, it says, "Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten." Now how many has eaten so far? Verse 10 tells us over 5,000. So 5,000 have eaten now, and now there has been a 12 baskets that are full of the 5 barley loaves that were left. Verse 14, Then those men, when they had seen this miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth the prophet should come into the world." Look at verse 15. "When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into the mountain alone." What's going on here? Well, this is what the world's message is. Is Jesus Creator? Lord, you're not reign over us. But Lord, we do like it when you feed us though. We want you to feed us. We want you to feed us. We have 5,000 of us, and there was 3,000 of them. And today, the Lord feeds all his citizens. All that he has, he brings food to them, amen? And so they want the Lord to feed them. They'll take all the food. They'll take all the welfare. They'll take anything and everything that anybody gives to them to eat. They'll receive it, right? But they don't want him to reign over them, but they'll receive the food from them. Hey, also, if you remember, that they not only will take the food from him, but they will allow him to heal them. The same people were getting healed. They were allowing Jesus to heal them. They were allowing Jesus to take the little boy who had a sickness and caused that boy to be healed, to take the little child who was full of the devil and to cast out the devil. Oh, yes, we'll have you, Lord, to cast out devils for us, and we'll have you, Lord, to remove diseases and sicknesses for us. And oh, yes, Lord, we have you to go raise the dead. Yes, we'll do that. And yes, we can know you and want you to do that. But yet, we don't want you to reign over us. But we want you to feed us, and we want you to heal us, and we want you to give to us like Jesus gave to him by catching that fish and opened the fish's mouth, and there was a coin in the fish, right? He gave the taxes because they were saying, do you pay taxes or tribute to Caesar? Oh, yes, Lord, we agree with you. We like it when you give us money. Oh, when you provide wealth for us, yeah. You provide food for us, yeah. Oh, when you heal us and help us and lead us along the way, oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, anything and everything that you can give and distribute and help us along the way. But, Lord, the message we have to you today is we'll take all what you give out, but you will not reign over us. Is that true? That's true. So, they'll take everything and anything. That's like you and I tonight. We can go on the sign out there and we can put free food. And this church will be full. Right? Free medicine. Free lottery tickets. Free anything. We can go out there and have a car wash, and we have a bake sale, we can have a barbecue, and we can do all kinds of other things out there. We can have set up bingo over here in our fellowship hall, and we can have a crowd. See, as long as you give, and as long as you hand out, and as long as that they're getting all their needs met in a physical way, oh, but as soon as you tell them that they have to repent of their sins and receive Christ Jesus as their Lord, they'll say, we're out of here. Because see, tonight, that's the message of the world. Is this man will not reign over us. What man? Jesus, the Creator. I tell you something else about this Creator. Psalms chapter 24, verse 1, he said this, the earth is the Lord's, and the followers thereof, or the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell herein. Everything of this world he owns. Everyone in this world is his. Whether you want to accept him tonight, or whether you want to realize that he is the Creator tonight, that does not take away of him being the King and the Lord tonight. He is Creator. He owns every single thing of all things, of everyone and everything tonight. He is Creator. Tonight, that's who they said, we don't want to reign over us. In Psalms 33, verse 8, it says, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. His citizens. His citizens, all that God has created and all that is made tonight. His, He said, I want you to stand in awe of Me. But what did these people say? What does the world say today? What does the world say to the Creator of the world? They say, this man shall not reign over us. We find tonight in Psalms chapter 50 and verse 12, the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to him tonight. Amen? Everything is considered his citizens, his citizenship. And tonight, the Lord tonight, this man is the one, and they send a message, and the message comes to him. I think it was very interesting tonight in the Scripture how it says the message. The message to this man. In other words, it's like the world has something to say to God. He sends them in a message, a text message, a Facebook or tweet or something like that, and say, hey God, hey Creator, hey Lord, we'll take all that you give us. The breath that you let us breathe, the children you give us, the wife and husband you give us, the wealth you give us, the houses you give us, the cars you give us, all the good things you give us, and all the things that we can have, and all the things that we can enjoy, and all the pleasures we have, and all the entertainments we got, and all that America, as we're talking of, has in the way of luxury, in the way of air conditioning, in the way of shoes, in the way of tables, in the way of couches, in the way of chairs, in the way of refrigerators. refrigerators and toilets and running water and all of that. We'll take all of that, Lord, but let me give you a message. Ye shall not reign over us. That's what they're saying. So we live in a world tonight. As creator, they said, you're not going to rule. Number two, I want you to notice about this man, that this man is the Lord. Nor is this man the creator in which they're not going to let him reign over them, but this man is a Lord or the Lord. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, it says, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made them, the earth and the heavens. Who made the Lord? Who made the heavens? The Lord God made the heavens. They say, we don't want Him to reign over us. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. The Bible says, and the Lord shall be king over all of the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and His name one. The King shall be of all the earth. Do you know tonight that this one who they say that they don't want to reign over Him is Lord tonight? He's Lord. He's Lord of all the earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6 says, unto us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in Him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom all things, and we are by Him. Friend, there's only one Lord tonight. There's only one Creator tonight. And they said that He will not reign over them. Jesus said in John 10:30, I and my Father are one. And so we find tonight that the Lord God of Israel tonight, the Lord God of heaven tonight, is the one that they say in a message to Him, you will not reign over us. That's the problem with people today. It's not tonight. It's not our church. It's not our music. It's not our Bible. It's not our ways. It's not our conviction. It's not our location. It's not where we stand. It's not where we are. It's not the way we dress. It's not the way we look. It's not the way we talk. It's not the way we act. It's they do not want the Lord to reign over them. That's what's wrong with our children. That's what's wrong with our young people. That's wrong with our young marriage people. That's what's wrong with our old people. That's what's wrong with everybody, is they don't want nobody to rule them. I am my own authority. I will live as I please. I will do as I want. Now, I will take handouts all day long. If you want to feed me, if you want to clothe me, if you want to help me, if you want to give to me, if you want to give me eternal life like Jesus did, I take that, but you're not going to rule over me. You'll not be king in my life. This man is not only the creator of our scripture, he's not only the Lord, but he's also the Savior. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, that his command was, go ye into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. That's the very same world that sent him a message and said, we don't want you to reign over us. It's the same world that Jesus tells the church tonight to go to that world. The world that says to Jesus tonight, I don't want you to reign over me, is the world that you and I are commanded to give the gospel to. Savior. Amen? I'll not have no Savior reign over me. And yet, He has so much compassion and love to the world that He's sending us to go out and give the gospel. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 29, His cause, the Savior's cause, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. The very world that sent Him a message and said to Him, this man shall not reign over us, is the same world as the Lamb of God. He's going to take the sin from that world. Oh God. Oh Lord. That world tonight who says that we don't want nothing to do with Him, He's not going to rule and reign over us, is the same world that had compassion. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that same world that gave Him a notice and gave Him a message and said, this man shall not reign over us, is the same world that God said that He gave His Son to. It's the same world tonight in John 3, verse 17, in the conclusion. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That same world who said that he will not reign over us is the same world that God said that he didn't come to condemn that world, but to save it. That Savior, they say, we don't want you to be reigning over us. That same world in John chapter 4 and verse 42, he says, no, that is indeed Christ, the Savior of the world. The same world that sent a message to Jesus and said, Jesus, ye shall not reign over us. It's the same world is that Jesus is Savior of. The world's message. It hasn't changed. It's the same today. Jesus said in John 15, 15, they hated me without a cause. This is the same man that is hated. In our text, it tells us that there. As we look there into our text tonight in Luke chapter 19, and there in about verse 14, the Bible says the citizens hated him. So tonight we find a hatred. This morning when we learned about those people towards God and towards the Israelites tonight, the Bible says, especially the Philistines, that they did it with an old hatred, or a hatred that was deep. Tonight that hatred hasn't stopped. They still hate Jesus, but they hate Jesus without a cause. You see, this world today that we live in, they're saying around us, we do not want this man to reign over us. Why do you hate Jesus so bad? They have no cause. They have no answer. Why does the world tonight reject Jesus? Tell me why. I mean, everywhere I go and everyone I talk to, tell me why that you would not receive Christ. Tell me why that you hate Jesus. Tell me why that you reject Jesus. Tell me why you want to disbelieve Jesus. Tell me why that you want to believe that he's just a fable. He's just something that's not real. He's just a prophet, just a teacher. He's not the Savior. He's not the Lord. He's not the Creator. Why do you want to believe that? There's no cause. What has Jesus ever done for them? What has Jesus ever did to them? Why do they hate him? Why tonight is Jesus hated by the world? That's what they say. They say that we don't want him to reign over us. And that's what they said in Jesus' day. They're still saying it today. You know why tonight? I believe I know why. Because he is the Lord God. That's why they hate him. They will not have him to reign over them. He's telling them, he's telling this man, you'll not be our God. We have our own God. We are our own God. That's a big movement today. The Mormons believe that tonight. New Age movement believes that tonight. Many religions believe that tonight. Even the religion of Oprah Winfrey. Amen. If you watch her, you are to lose one eye. She says you can be your own God. Can I say tonight, this is why the world has sent a message to Jesus, the Creator, the Lord, the Savior, and said to him, we will not have this man to reign over us because we don't want him as our God. We don't want him as our King. And we don't want him as our Savior. You know why? Because they have their own God. Them. They have their own selves to rule. They don't want no king in their life. They don't want nobody to rule their life. They want to rule their own life. They want to decide where they want to go and what they want to do. And they want to decide who they want to be tonight. It's completely about them. You know, I said this before, I say it again, but it's an I generation, isn't it? I mean, we got iPads and iPhones, and I heard a guy the other day say that there is a me disease. And so that's true, there is a me disease. It's a disease out there, and it's all about you, amen? And so we find a generation, we're finding a place today where it's all about us. It's all about me. It's all about I tonight, amen? It's all about what I want to do. And so they don't need no king. They got them. They don't need no God. themselves is a god. They don't need no Savior. Because, see, they get saved how they want to be saved. I mean, if they feel like they need to get baptized to be saved, they get baptized. If they feel like they need to come to church, they just come to church and get saved. If they feel like they need to pray a prayer, they feel like they need to do a good work, they feel like they need to become something different, if they feel like they need to stop smoking or stop drinking or start cussing or stop looking at pornography or stop dancing or stop whatever at all that is involved in all that, they just stop. And while stopping, they all of a sudden they become saved. And so they got their own way of salvation. They don't need a Savior. They don't need a Lord. They don't need a God. That's why they come to the conclusion. This man shall not reign over us. The world's message. Is that not true? That's true. We're living in that society tonight. The church has been infiltrated by this mindset. They don't want the Lord to reign over them. They don't want the Savior to reign over them. They don't want God to reign over them. The churches today, they're not interested in the preaching of God's Word as you're getting today. Look at the church, half empty tonight. They're not interested in what the Word of God has to say tonight. They're not interested in the pure preaching of God's Word. Churches are full today of people who say to them, live like you want to, do as you please, and go to heaven anyway. You don't have to all of a sudden come under the leadership or under the authority of God. You don't have to answer to Him. You don't have to do all that they say you have to do. You don't have to be a certain person, a certain thing, a certain way. You don't have to live a certain life, a certain walk. You don't have to obey certain laws. Just whatever you feel. There's no right. There's no wrong. Everything's neutral. Everything is just, if you think it's wrong, it's wrong. But if I think it's not wrong, then it's not wrong. It's reveling, amen. It's whatever I feel tonight, and that's where we live. In the church, outside the church, and the whole world is giving a message to God tonight. We will not have this man reign over us. Amen, Brother Larry. Amen. Number two, the world's message, but I want you to notice the world's mistake. I want you to look there in verse 27. Here's the world's mistake. He said, but those mine enemies, which would not, in other words, that's a past tense, would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. Tonight, it's not the prayer that they pray, it's not the church they've joined, it's not the baptistry they were baptized in, it's not the works that they do, it's not the money that they give, it's not the thought or the education or the intellect, it's not the desire, it's not the heart, it's not the feelings, it's not the emotion, it's not the music, it's not the grounds, it's not the building, it's the reigning of the Lord God. Their mistake tonight is they did not let Him reign in their lives. And because of that, they became an enemy. That's what it says. For those mine enemies. In other words, they're enemies to God. They might not be enemies to you. They might not be enemies to the devil. They might not be enemies to others. But they're enemies to God. He said, they're mine enemies. What makes you an enemy tonight? When you will say in your heart, this man shall not, will not reign over me. That's when you become an enemy of God. An enemy of God is one who's wasted opportunities to allow Jesus to be the Lord of his life. That word reign means to rule, means to control, and means to lead. What do you mean, Brother Larry? I thought all I needed to do was just put my trust in Jesus and be saved and just go ahead and live my Christian life out. No, it's all about Him reigning. He reigns. Amen? God reigns. You say, well, what are you talking about? I'm talking about tonight when you come to the place in your life when you surrender. You come to the place in your life when you say, I give up, I give in. I no longer want to be in charge. I no longer want to be in control. I no longer want to be Lord of my life. I want Jesus Christ, the Lord, Creator, and Savior. I want Him to reign in my heart. I want Him to reign in my life. I want Him to rule me. I want Him to control me. I want Him to be the authority over me. I want Him to be the disposer of me. I want Him to be the one who is the greater authority of all authorities. That's what I want. I want Him to rule my life. That's when you're saved. That's when you get born again. That's when you get part of the kingdom of God. That's when you become part of the church. That's when you have eternal life. That's when Jesus begins to live in your heart. And that's when the Holy Ghost of God dwells in you. It's whenever you yield to His reign. He's the ruler of my life. What kind of things are you talking about? Well, for example, the Lord says things as to abstain from all appearance of evil. Now, that's a pretty easy scripture to understand. But when He's not reigning in your life, then you're going to allow evil to just be consumed with your life. Because you're not abstaining from it. Abstain from the appearance of evil. In other words, if it appears to be evil, abstain from it. If it says on the package, Surgeon General, this could be hazardous to your health. If it says about whatever you're drinking that there are brain cells that are killed and no longer to reproduce itself. That sounds like evil to me. Huh? Anything that you see, that you know, that's of evil, the Bible says abstain from the appearance of it. When Jesus rules, you do that. When you rule, you don't do that. It's pretty simple tonight. It's pretty simple. Now, I can go through the scripture tonight. I got so many of those that we can just talk about in each one, but you get what I'm talking. Whatever God's Word says, whatever God's Spirit dictates to you and gives to you, and you say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, you're right, yes, I'll do that, yes, I'll follow that, yes, I don't like it, and it's tough, and I know it's hard, but that's your desire, that's your will, that's your word. I'll do it, Lord. Yes, sir, I'm sorry. I didn't do that right. I will do it better the next time. I will get it right, Lord. Yes, you're in charge. Yes, you're the authority. Yes, I've got to speak to you. I've got to give an account to you on a daily basis. Oh, yes, Lord, I know I was rude. Oh, yes, I know my attitude was bad. And, Lord, I'm sorry. I get that right. I go tell them right now. Hey, listen, just Sophia, I'm sorry. I was ugly to you. That's when the ruling of God is in your life. You're just constantly saying, yes, sir, I will do. I will follow. I will love my wife as Christ loved the church. Oh, yeah, I will submit to my husband. Oh, yes, I will honor my mother and my father. Oh, yes, I'll obey them. Yes, sir, that's right. That's why I will do that. Yes, I will not forsake the assembling together of the church. Oh, yeah, I'll be faithful to that. I will read the scripture. I will pray. Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I will give. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will go out and witness. Oh, yes, sir. I'll go tell others about you. That's what you want me to do. That's what I do. Amen. Oh, yeah, I said a cuss word, Lord. You said, let not evil communication proceedeth out of your mouth. I'm sorry, Lord. I've sinned against you. And you're in charge. We're talking about somebody who's reigning. And they said, they don't want that man to reign in his life. That was their mistake. They became an enemy. While becoming an enemy of the Lord, of God, of the Savior tonight, because they wasted opportunities, willing to oppose the Lord Jesus Christ, did not choose, did not yield, and did not repent, the Lord said in verse 27, you're mine enemy, which would not that I should reign over them. They had plenty of time to decide. They had a lot of years and a lot of time to say, okay, Lord, I will let you reign over me. I'll let you be king. I'll let you be God. I'll let you be Savior. Lord, I'll let you take care of my life and take over my life. Oh, yes, I'll let you take over my mind. I'll let you take over my body. I'll let you take over my soul. I'll let you take over my spirit, my body, soul, and spirit. I got to make it whole before God. I'm going to be preserved one day, then presented to God. And yes, God, you are the King of Kings. but they chose. That's their mistake. It's a bad mistake. They're waiting. They're waiting to overcome the Lord Jesus Christ. He calls them my enemies. The Lord took it personal. He said, mine enemies. So tonight, if you're here, or if you're listening to this message tonight, and Jesus is not Lord of your life, He's not reigning your body, soul, and spirit, if He's not the authority, if He's not the one in charge of your daily walk, your daily life, your enemy. It's taking it personal to Him. It's a personal offense to God. He said, my enemy. I'd hate to know tonight that I'm an enemy of God. I learned this morning out of Ezekiel chapter 25 that when you become an enemy of God, that God don't forget. And His vengeance will come through. You'll not win that battle. You'll not live longer than God. And when you get in the grave, you'll stand up one day and stand before Him. Death won't get you out of it. The grave won't keep you from it. Hell tonight won't get you escape out of from His judgment. He'll raise up all of hell to judge them and cast them into the lake of fire. Oh, listen, to become an enemy of God has become that you don't want Him to reign, rule, have authority in your life. Serious matter. Tonight the Bible says in Deuteronomy 32, 41, it says, I'll render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me. That's what God said in Deuteronomy 32, 41. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 25, the Bible says, Jesus must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. Matthew 13, 39 says, the enemy that sold them is the devil. The category tonight of those who do not allow God to reign their lives is the category of the devil. Tonight, you're no better than the devil, no less than the devil. You're equal with the devil. Tonight, that's what the devil is going to do. That's what the devil is. He's an enemy of God. And tonight, if you don't allow God to rule and reign your life, if you don't allow Jesus tonight to be the authority of your life, you're an enemy of God. The Bible says in Acts chapter 13, verse 10, Paul said, thou child of devil, the enemy of righteousness. James chapter 4, verse 4 said, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Well, tonight, we find the world's mistake. What was the world's mistake? They would not have this man to reign over them. That's a mistake. What was their message? We will not allow this man to reign over us. And lastly, what I see tonight, the world's murder. The Bible says in verse 27, it says, bring hither and slay them before me. Slay them before me. God will slay His enemies. Anyone and everyone who is not in His kingdom will be slain. Anyone and everyone tonight who has not surrendered and yielded to His reign, to His kingship, to His authority, to His power tonight will be slain. The murdering of every one of those who say this man will not reign over us will be done right in front of the one that they have rejected. Right in front of the one who they looked at, they pointed at, they said directly, they heard who He was, they heard He was the Creator, they heard that He was the Lord, He heard that He was the Savior, He heard that He loved them, He died for them, He rose again and coming back. They heard all that message, but they said, He will not reign over us. Jesus said, bring forth mine enemies, that they would not let me reign over them. Therefore, slain them before me. They murdered themselves. The Bible says in John chapter 3, and there in verse 18, one of the great passages of all time, says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. How is one going to hell? How is one going to be slain before him? How is one tonight going to burn in the lake of fire under judgment? Is one who's been condemned already because they believe not. Now who are they going to believe in? We'll turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 15. Let's read these verses here tonight. We'll close. We'll get out early tonight. I love it when those preachers say, you come to church, you get ready, you get the kids in the car, you put all your foo-foo juice on, and you get your hair fixed, you get all things in order, all things up, and you get in the car and fight the traffic and fight people, and you're tired and you're weary, and you got to go to work tomorrow, so that's in front of us, and also you get in the car and you say, I got to go to church tonight because I need my soul fed, I need to hear from God. And when you get to the house of God, the preacher gets up and says, okay, I won't be long tonight. I'm thinking, that guy needs to be slapped. I'm not going to go through all of that to come to the house of God, and a little chickette gives me a sermonette, a little preacherette. Amen? So we find tonight, I don't know how I even got on that, but here we, in Acts chapter 15, verse 11, the Bible says, and we're talking about the world's murder, but we believe that through the grace of Lucidius, The Lord, remember him, that one who reigns? That's him. The Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. So what are you going to have to do with Jesus? He's going to have to reign over you in order for you to be saved. Look there in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Remember now what they said. They said, we'll not have this man reign over us. Jesus said, thou enemies, thou will not have me to reign over you. Verse 31 says, and they said, believe on who? The Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So you can't get saved tonight unless the Lord reigns over you. And that was the murder of everyone who will die and be slain before God, is because they refused to allow God, the Savior, the Lord, to reign in their lives. We find in Acts chapter 20, verse 21. Paul was preaching and preaching well. He said, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith in who? Toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that one that they said that they shall not have be reigned over them is the one that they can't get to heaven without. He's going to reign. He's going to reign in your life if you're going to be saved tonight. Turn to Revelation chapter 20. Look in verse 15. The Bible says that whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. How do you get to the lake of fire? Well, look there in verse 11. He said, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. Now, who in the world was anybody going to fled away from? I tell you who they're going to fled away from. The Lord. Amen? The Lord God. The Savior. They're fleeing, but the Bible says, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, the Lord God, the Savior, Jesus, the Lamb of God. And the books were open, and another book was opened, which the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. See, they think if you die, then you're okay. But in this passage here, the Lord raises the dead. He goes all the way down into the grave. Matter of fact, he goes down into where even the sea is at. Look at verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead. You know those who take their ashes and they throw them out into the seas? Hey, God said, listen, friend, I'm the Lord God. And I reign. I reign over the world. I reign everywhere. Everywhere I am, I reign. And I don't care if you get cremated. You can get cremated all you want to, and they can take all your ashes, and you can throw them all over the world. You throw them all in the streams, and you can throw them all in the seas. He said, one day I'm going to gather you up. Then he goes on and says, and death. See, a lot of people think that if I can just die, it's all over. But God goes down to the death. He pulls from death. Everybody that I've known has died, and everybody that's all the world has died. And God's going to look one day, He's going to look to those, and the world gave the message that this man shall not rule over me. And the mistake was that Jesus said, bring forth my enemies. They did not let me reign over them, and now they're finding themselves murdering themselves, and even in death, God reaches down and pulls death out. Look at the next one. He says, hell. You think, well, man, if somebody goes to hell, man, surely that would be the end of their lives. No, no, no. God goes to hell, pulls out of hell. Because, you see, in hell, He wants them to know that He's Lord. In death, I want you to know that I'm Lord. In the sea, I want you to know that I'm Lord. I want you to know that I'm Lord. And everywhere, in all places where everybody's ever died, they're going to stand up before this God. And the Bible said in verse 14, in death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. They murdered themselves because of the mistake of living a life when Jesus was not their king and authority, and the Lord of their lives. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible says, wherefore God also hath exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. 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 He's Lord of the earth. He's Lord of under the earth, which is hell. He's Lord in heaven. He's Lord. Whether today, tonight, whether you we would receive Him as Lord and Savior, that's your business. If you want to be slain by Him, then you can stay in control of your own life. But if you want tonight to come unto Him and be part of His kingdom and be part of His heavenly kingdom tonight, then you're going to find that He's going to reign in your life. He reigns. Revelation tonight. Revelation chapter 19. As you're turning there in Psalms 96, verse 10, the Bible says, say among the heathen, the Lord reigns. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 19, in verse 6, He says, and I fell at His feet to worship Him, and He said unto me, that's verse 10, I'm sorry, verse 6, it says, and I heard as it were the voice of the great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of many thunderings, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. You know what they're saying in heaven? They're saying that this man reigneth over us. You know what they're saying in hell tonight? That this man is Lord and King and God and Savior. You know what they're saying on earth to all the heathen? That the Lord reigneth. Oh, tonight, it's very critical that when you walk out of here in just a moment, that you are for sure, without a shadow of a doubt. I didn't ask you to pray a prayer. I didn't ask you to get dunked in the baptistry. I didn't ask you to do any good works. I didn't ask you to join this church. All that won't matter at the end. But what matters tonight is, does the Lord reign over your heart and over your life? Because in heaven, the only people there are those that He reigns over. Stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. The world's message, this man shall not rule over us. The message to the world from Jesus in Luke chapter 19, verse 27 was, for those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. Tonight, you can either confess with your mouth and bow with your knee that He's Lord. Or in Judgment Day, you'll bow that day and you'll confess that He's Lord. Either now or later, this world tonight, everyone who's ever been born and created by God, they will bow their knee and confess with their tongue that Jesus is Lord. Everyone who's ever been created by God, they will do that. If you need to come to the altar tonight, maybe just get your heart right with the Lord. Maybe you are saved and you know the Lord reigns in your heart, but you've been allowing yourself, your flesh, you've been allowing others, you've been allowing stress and cares of life to rule and reign in your life tonight, and just want to confess it. It's okay tonight. The worst thing to do is to ignore it and say, Lord, I know that I've allowed circumstances in my life to reign and rule my life, and just let that go. But tonight, it's as much wisdom to come to God and confess that and forsake it and say, God, I want You to rule my day. I want You to reign in my life. Lord, I just want to be under Your authority. Lord, You reign. God, You reign. God reigns tonight. God reigns.